Hello, hello. You're listening to Fan Club, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, which broadcasts across the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I'm your co-host, Daniel. Our co-host, Isia, couldn't make it into the studio today, but she is going to be calling in a little bit later, so stay tuned for that. And the theme of this episode is kind of just a general winter 2023 recap. So we're going to be talking about one of our favorite movies that we've seen this winter, which is Puss in Boots 2. We're going to be talking about Black History Month a little bit. It's the last day. And we're going to be talking about our favorite songs of the year so far. And in the studio, I do have some very special guest co-hosts with me. So do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Absolutely. My name is Hermela. And if you listen to Spit in Your Ear, you might recognize me from that. But I'm a student at UBC, part of BSU, and that's all about me.
I'm Jane. I'm also a student at UBC, and we're just here with Hermela.
Hi, I'm Sophia. I'm also a student at UBC, and I'm Hermela's roommate.
Yeah.
Amazing. So how's, I guess it's only Tuesday, but how was your guys' reading break? Are you coming back feeling refreshed, relaxed? How do you feel?
I have yet to meet a single person who's come back and is actually refreshed. Like, I feel like this has been a very hectic reading break for most people. I'm very drained. The exact opposite. I have nothing left in me to give.
Wow. that's strong words. And what about you, Sophia and Jane?
I think I lost my willpower. Like, just right along the lines of that, I feel like I did so much during reading break that, like, I'm at a lower low now.
I'm sorry to hear that. And what about you, Jane?
I feel like it definitely was a trying time, I would say, for us all. And I did so much, and yet not enough.
And
never
enough.
What about you, Daniel? How are you feeling?
I thought I was feeling refreshed, and then Monday came, and I was like, oh, I needed 2 more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I needed more time.
Yeah.
But speaking of not enough time, not enough willpower, let's get into a little Black History Month recap.
That's a good transition.
Yeah, thank you. So Hermela, for those who don't know, Hermela and I are both Black. Woohoo! I'm going to turn down the volume on the mics there. That's okay. Yeah. Hermela, how was your Black History Month? Any highlights?
Definitely. A ton, actually. Being part of Black Student Union at UBC, it's been a very, very busy time for us. Last night, we had our open mic night.
Yes.
And basically, anyone could pull up and just perform either spoken word poetry or sing. And there was just so much talent in the room within, like, this small, like, sector of the population.
At UBC.
At UBC.
Yeah.
Like, just the people who came out were so open and kind and, like, talented. Of course, we had a lovely performance from Laurel. If you haven't had the chance to see or watch Laurel perform, you are missing out because, oh my God, just...
She's amazing.
So amazing.
She's that girl.
She really is.
Yeah.
Actually. So that was a definite highlight for my Black History Month.
And how did it feel to be part of, like, cultivating a space where Black students can feel, like, heard, represented, seen, et cetera, especially this month?
It felt... I think this is, like, genuinely the blackest and best Black History Month I've ever had in my life.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What does that mean?
It means that, like, everyone who I knew as part of BSU, whether that be a member or part of the team, was, like, so ready to just, like, take up space to talk about what it is that they're looking for. Like, not only in terms of... in terms of how this campus can facilitate providing space and a voice for Black students, but, like, how they themselves, like, envision their futures in, like, the most expansive and like, honest way. I've been noticing in my team, like, within the BSU, you have people who maybe are scared to like label themselves as artists for whatever reason. And like, it's really scary to like own your truth in a lot of ways, I think, like whether that be like you wanting to be an astronaut and like you wanting to live in, let's say, France or just whatever your dreams may be, especially like just being Black creates an extra
like layer of trepidation almost.
Exactly.
In terms of like, do I really want to like take the leap and say like, oh, I'm an artist or oh, I'm this or oh, I'm whatever.
Yeah. And yeah. Will I be accepted in doing that? Or like, do I even have the power to do that?
Definitely.
Like the resources.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so just seeing just all the beautiful Black faces around me labeling themselves and like stepping into themselves.
That's
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, when I first got to UBC, which was in like fall of 2018, that was when like BSU just started.
Mm-hmm.
Like there, the two co-founders were like, okay, we need like some kind of Black space on campus. So it's like crazy to go from being like one of the first members and then like being exec for a bit and then now meeting Harmela, who's an exec and like leading the charge, and all these like amazing things have happened since then. So like, what do you, Harmela, envision for like BSU and just like Black History Month, the Black community in Vancouver in general, for like a year from now, February 2024? Dream big.
Oof. Dream big. Well, first of all, we will have our space on campus.
We will.
We will have our space.
A permanent one.
A permanent space. And we will have funding because we currently do not have funding as a club.
We will get that funding.
We will get that funding.
Throw it out there.
Seeing even just like the VBL Van Black Library and everything that's going on over there, we will have so many. Vancouver will be a place that is populated with.
We're going to be in textbooks.
We're going to be in textbooks, history books. It will be populated with Black artists, Black spaces for ingenuity, for Black films,
exactly.
for everything, all of the stories that are waiting to be told will have a space to be told and will be heard by not only the Black community, but by all of the lovely
everybody.
Vancouver community.
Yeah, all the Vancouverites.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Vancouver Black Library, I think that was probably my highlight of Black History Month, which was, I think, last Thursday, VBL threw their couch jam session. Our friend Laurel also performed at that, and she was amazing per usual. And that was a very similar experience to me as well, where it was just insanely amazing to be surrounded by so many Black people who, like you said, Harmela, were so open, so kind. And then also like seeing Black people feel so comfortable to like get up on a stage and sing or like do a poem and just like express themselves creatively was something that I haven't really experienced in Vancouver. And then also just a feeling of being in a city like Vancouver and being able to be surrounded by a ton of people like you is a very special experience, because for those who live in Vancouver, you will know the Black community isn't necessarily super large.
No.
But
no.
That will change. And that is changing. Like, even in like since I first got to Vancouver, like it's been insane, like how many more of us are showing up and showing out. So.
Exactly.
I love to see it, and I'm excited for what the future holds.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to play some ads, and then we're going to get into some of our favorite songs that we've found this year so far, some favorite songs that have come out this year so far. We're also going to see if we can get our co-host, Isia, on the phone. Stay tuned, and I hope you're enjoying listening to Fan Club on CITR 101.9 FM.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
A song.
I have been off air. Sorry about that. So you are listening to Fan Club on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening with Daniel and Isia, and today you're also listening with Harmela, Sophia, and Jane. We were just talking about our year so far. We were talking about Black History Month. And one thing I wanted to call out is that VBL is looking for donations currently, and you can donate at ko-fi.com. That's ko-fi.com. VBL is in need of donations to stay running and to keep doing awesome shows like the Couch Jams we just talked about. So feel free to donate if you can. And on the phone, we have Isia with us. Isia, can you give a little hello?
Hi.
Hello. So Isia is our co-host. Due to poor city planning, Isia was able to make it in the studio today. But it's just like she never left. And we're going to be talking about some of our favorite songs of the year so far. So one of our guest hosts, Harmela, mentioned that one of her favorite songs is, well, maybe I'll let her introduce it, talk about it a little bit. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the song that you've been loving?
Yes. So Smile by Lily Allen has been on repeat for me. Sophia, I am so sorry because you live with me and you can like hear me playing this at home, singing it at the bus stop 24/7.
All day, every day.
Literally. I'm obsessed. And I think it's because I've noticed that in the air right now, what I've noticed is that there's a lot of people looking for some nostalgia to keep them safe and secure and a little cozy right now. I heard at Subway, they were playing Forget You by CeeLo Green. And I'm like, yeah, they're I miss this era. I miss being a child and anything that reminds me of being a child, like Smile by Lily Allen does.
Yeah.
I'm like clinging on to for support. But yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe let's play it and then we can get into it a little bit more. Okay. Here is Smile by Lily Allen. And that's from her album called All Right Still. Enjoy. Hello, hello. You're listening to Fan Club with Daniel and Isia. And today, Harmela, Sophia, and Jane are also joining us in the studio today. The song you just heard was one of Harmela's favorites of 2023 so far, and that was Smile by Lily Allen. I definitely get what you mean, Harmela. Very, like, nostalgic vibe.
Yeah.
It was giving me vibes of no responsibilities, no rent to pay,
yes. Yeah.
Summer. I loved it. I loved it. Why? What about that song makes it like your favorite of the year amongst all the other stuff that's come out?
If anyone has seen Angus, Thongs, and Snogging.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Isia.
There's a whole episode on that movie. It's important.
It's a really important movie. It's like a it's a British Nickelodeon film.
I don't think I've seen that. Oh. Angus Snog?
Yeah, Angus Snogging, because like Snogging is...
Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging.
Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging.
I've seen that.
Yeah. It's a great film about, I think she's in like junior high or high school and she has a crush and she's just trying to learn how to kiss. And yeah. And I feel like I'm just at that... Like, I'm at that stage.
Where you're learning to kiss.
Yeah. Like, I'm an infant right now.
You're an infant?
Yeah.
I love that. Infancy, vibes of infancy in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. We're going to turn the focus over to Isia now to maybe talk a little bit about her song of the year so far. Isia, why don't you walk us through what you've been feeling?
Before I... say that, I just wanted to say about the Lily Allen song, I feel like no one's doing snarkiness and like sarcasm like she was. Like all her songs were just so like salty. I love them, they're great. So she should come back and do more salty music because it's been a while.
What do you mean by salty? Can you
just like the lyrics of that song? She's like talking about how happy she is to see this guy crying, and you know, she has that one song.
I mean,
and I'm supporting her. This is not a critique. Mm-hmm. I love her for
yes,
it.
We love snarkiness.
And like, it's not fair. That song, it's like all about a guy who's really nice to her, but he's really bad in bed. And it's just like not fair. I feel like all her songs are pretty just like sarcastic. And like the music itself is very fun and upbeat. But then you listen to what she's saying and you're like, haha, she's funny.
I love it.
But I digress. The song that I've been enjoying so far this year is World War IV by Show Me the Body. They're a hardcore band from New York, and I don't know, I've just been listening to their latest album a lot. They're coming to Vancouver soon, which is exciting.
A fan club episode on that.
Yeah, I'm going to it, so definitely as a possibility. Some programmers are going to be interviewing them, too. I'm not sure exactly what show the interview will be on, but I'm pretty sure it'll be on Kiana's show, Crowdflip.
Awesome.
She will be doing interviewing.
Shout out Kiana. We love her.
Shout out to Kiana.
And, the way we love Kiana, for those who don't know, that's something she says a lot.
Good impression.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Show Me the Body. This song is World War IV.
Okay. You're listening to World War IV. Enjoy.
Sometimes words knock like they teeth. Time to beat a shrap, no bits for me. Chunks stuck in my knuckles. Had to build calluses, hands don't buckle. In the living room, Pierre painted them New York. All of my people coming through your back door. Taking your place, your whole life in space. All around the orifice, corpus. Speak a certain way when you speak to me. Use certain words, you can get it for free. Got shit to say, lose your tongue with ease. Straight to rock bottom, got them. Don't care how they spinning it. World War IV, outside they giving it. See your heads up against sediment. Keep your mouth closed, that's none of your business. Looking at the past, I'm teething it. Sucking on time, little baby, keep teething it. See your heads up against sediment. Keep your mouth closed, that's none of your business. Youth outside, they getting it. Got shit to give, so they out there spreading it. Hard to stay alive in America, living it legally, hardly any benefit. Bless those outside getting it, but bless those inside doing biz. Gotta bless them, bless all people who never gave them shit. Keeping it close, they're about the business. Speak a certain way when you speak to me. Use certain words, you can get it for free. Got shit to say, use your tongue with ease. Straight to rock bottom, make it easier to spot them. Speak a certain way when you speak to me. Use certain words, you can get it for free. Got shit to say, use your tongue with ease. Straight to rock bottom, got them. Don't care how they spinning it. World War IV, outside they giving it. See your heads up against sediment. Keep your mouth closed, that's none of your business. Looking at the past, I'm teething it. Sucking on time, little baby, keep bleeding it. See your heads up against sediment. Keep your mouth closed, that's none of your business.
To change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Hello, hello. You're on air listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Fan Club with Daniel and Isia, and today we're joined by our awesome guest hosts, Sophia, Jane, and Harmela. The song you just heard was World War IV, or WW4, by Show Me the Body from their album Trouble the Water, and that is one of Isia's favorites of the year. Isia, what makes that song stand out to you amongst like everything else you've heard this year? Why is it so special?
I just started listening to this band, and it's kind of the first. I used to listen to a lot more like hardcore music when I was in high school, but I've kind of been out of it for a while. So it's kind of nice to be back to listening to it because it can be so good when it's good. And I don't know, just all their music just makes me want to like jump around, and I think they're really cool. And I can't wait to see them live. And I don't know, just the whole album's great, but I thought that'd be a good one because it's kind of chill at the beginning.
Awesome. That kind of like aligns with what Harmela was talking about, where it seems like everyone is kind of in a nostalgia phase a
true.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think about that song, Harmela?
As soon as like the switch happened, we were all kind of like, whoa.
I was also taken aback.
Yeah, it creeps up on you.
It does.
But that was sick.
Also, I forgot to mention, they play the banjo. He plays the banjo in that band, which is awesome.
Oh.
Whoa.
For some reason, I'm struggling to visualize a banjo, even though it's a very popular instrument.
It's like the circle.
The circle and the strings. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's very cool. Shout out, who plays the banjo? In the band.
I don't know the lead singer's name. It's either Julian, Harlan, or Jackie. One of them.
Okay. One of those three. Keep stringing that banjo. You're doing great. Now we're going to turn it over to Jane to talk about one of her favorite songs of the year so far. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've been feeling?
Yeah. So I would say, like, just on the note of nostalgia, I grew up listening to a lot of, like, Lauryn Hill. My mom would play it a lot.
Queen.
Yes. Very wonderful. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is one of the best albums. And this summer, for some reason, until this summer, I never got into Fugees, which is, like, where she originated.
Her Destiny's Child, essentially.
Yes, essentially.
Yeah.
And I really got right into it this summer, and I became obsessed with this song that we will listen to called Fuji-La. It's just very good. I don't know. You'll, like, see, I
yeah,
guess.
It is very good. So why don't we play that song? Here's Fuji-La by the Fugees.
We used to be number 10, now we permanent in one. In the battle, lost my finger, mic became my arm, pistol nozzle, it's nasal. Blood becomes lukewarm, tell them, come on, be easy now, squeeze this armor. Test why cleft, see that flesh get scorned. Beats so bad, make me feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. Tell your friends, they the hell out of my lord. Chicken George became dead George, stealing chicken from my phone. I'm not the dead pigeon. If you're my theosis, then I'm bringing all hate to Sicilian. Nobody shoot me. My body's made a hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was tunkus in the razor blade. That sounds sick, maybe one day I'll write the horror. Blackula comes to the ghetto, Jackson Acura. Stevie Wonder sees crack babies becoming enemies in their own families. I'ma get them coming up when we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
Ooh la la la, it's the way that we rock when we doing our thing. Ooh la la la, Gucci's for Gucci's and Lucci. Find me in my Mitsubishi, eating sushi, bumping Fuji. Hey. Try to take the crew and we don't play. Say. Like Paul McCartney, not hardly odd. Look it up, I can see right through your bluff. Niggas huffing, they huff, but they can't handle us. We bust, be fortified. I could never hide, secretly hot. Ride with cold cheese, died. I'm twisted, that twisted by some other Negroes. Don't be moved by polos on the first episode. Shouldn't just refugees and the whole sound set booty and have to respect Jersey, cause I'm super fly when I'm super high.
Sit 90 degrees underneath palm trees, smoking BDs as I burn my calories. Brooklyn rooftops become Brooklyn TPs. Who that be? Enemy, wanna see the death of me. From Hawaii to Hawthorne, I run marathons like Ushuaipan, I'm a true champion like Farrakhan, reaches Delhi, Quran. It's a phenomenon, lyric facts like Ramadan. What's going on? Armageddon come, you know what, we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I gotta run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mosiah. What's going on? Armageddon come, you know what, we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I gotta run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mosiah.
We gotta get our family together, man. You know, we gotta get organized. We just can't be out here, you know, high and smoked up and whatever. We gotta get our stuff organized. Whatever we gonna do, we gotta do it right, yo. We need cat.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Fan Club with Daniel and Isia on CITR 101.9 FM. Today we got Harmela, Sophia, and Jane joining us. And the song you just heard was a classic and one of Jane's favorites of the year. That was Fuji La by the Fugees, and that's from their album called The Score. Great album. Fugees is made up of Lauryn Hill, Wyclef Jean, and Pross. Amazing group. Mm-hmm. Jane, what made like this song the song of the year for you so far, given that it's like quite old and quite iconic, but like why is it giving like 2023 vibes?
I think I just was very late to the game with like the Fugees, and I just was like blown away. I have like a very like nostalgic connection with like New York and New York music as well, just growing up on the East Coast. And I think it just, like, it really embodies, like, my favorite parts of New York and my favorite parts of, like, hip-hop culture as well. Just because, like, I don't know. I really think they, like, altered the game of hip-hop, and it was very nice.
Yeah, and it's an iconic song, too. We were talking while it was playing that Nas and DJ Khaled sampled the song. And then Jay-Z also sampled the song in his last album, 444. So it's definitely like a great song that's kind of, you know, had a lot of impact on hip hop, Jane's vibes specifically as well. all of us on the studio, all of us in the studio, we've been having a great time. Maybe we'll point the spotlight on you, Sophia, if that's okay. I know you have a song that you've been loving this year. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so my song is actually a Chinese song. It's called Meng Zhong Ren by Fei Wong. And if you know anything about 90s Cantonese pop, this one's a classic. And yeah, it's again with like the theme of nostalgia. I think you'll really be able to grasp that sense of nostalgia when you listen to it. So I'm excited for everyone to hear.
Okay, here is Sophia's Favorite by Fei Wong. Yeah, hello. You're listening to Fan Club on CITR 101.9 FM. That was the song
Meng Zhongren
by Fei Wong. I hope you enjoyed. I never heard that, and I really liked it. What did you all think of that?
From the time Sophia showed me this in her bedroom, probably while we were doing like a tarot card reading or something, I've been obsessed. Yeah, as one mm-hmm. does, as yeah. we do regularly in our home. But yeah, I've been obsessed with Fei Wong, and I have Sophia to thank for that.
Shout out Sophia. Putting us on. Yeah.
Aww. Seriously.
And I see, I think you were wondering something about the song.
I heard that song, I think, once in a, like, Scottish movie. So I just always assumed or associated it with, like, Scotland in a weird way, which makes no sense.
Oh. Very but different backgrounds.
Nice to know the actual song. And it's in, is it in Chungking Express?
That's right, yeah. So it was first debuted in Chungking Express. I believe there is an English version of the song called Dreams by the Cranberries. So you
oh, okay, that's definitely that. what was in the Scottish movie.
Yeah, probably.
Alex, our resident Scottish friend, is nodding from outside the studio. Awesome. Yeah, I really loved hearing that song. I guess my favorite of the year so far also kind of ties into the nostalgia theme that's kind of popped up in the studio today. I have never been like the biggest fan of Lil Yachty, but he's like very tied to my like childhood growing up. Like One Night and Broccoli were like on repeat before I even knew what broccoli meant. And for those who kind of keep updated with Lil Yachty, he dropped like this album last month that was kind of out of left field for him. Not really anything like what he usually does. It's like psych rock, like funk disco, and he brought on all these like different collaborators who are kind of titans in those fields, or at least like current titans. One of the main producers is like one half of MGMT. We got Alex G on a couple tracks, like Mac DeMarco, like crazy amount of, I don't know, funky white musicians. but yeah, this song that I'm going to play, Drive Me Crazy, features Diana Gordon. She's on a lot of tracks by, Diana Gordon is a queen.
Gordon. Yes.
She is a queen.
Since No Angel. Do you know
that one? By Beyonce?
No, she has. So, like, when she was first debuting, she yeah. went by a different name. It was called, it was Winter Gordon.
Oh, and I know like, this, but with a Y. Winter with a
yes,
Y. Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And No Angel was, like, one of her biggest hits. It was, like, a very, like, big, I think, 2009, 2010 track.
Oh, wow.
But then she rebranded herself and, like, moved away from that sort of, like, radio.
I'm in love with her. Like, she's so talented. She was all over Steve Lacy's last album, Gemini Writes. She's all over Eve's Tumor's last album, Heaven for a Tortured Mind. She's the one singing on Kerosene, if anyone knows that song. But she's a big feature on this song. It's kind of like a little, I don't know, funky, like disco vibe. I don't know why exactly it makes me feel nostalgic, but kind of like what everyone's been talking about. It's just a song that always puts me in a good mood. Makes me want to dance, makes me feel good. And the sun is coming out, so I guess it's a well-chosen song. But here's Drive Me Crazy by Lil Yachty. Hope you enjoy it.
Don't circling through life without a piece of you. 7 out of 7 days I'm needing you. You bring life to the party. Good love feels like butterflies suffocating your insides, huh? It's a late night, you know I'll try. I cannot picture when you ride. I'm mistaken thinking you were taking, knowing that you were always mine. And still I feel so surprised. You're always gonna be mine. Rarely ever missing, talk is cheap and time is ticking. Rarely ever tricking, catch me slipping, that pussy was leaking. All my missions, paying millions, I'm Ted DiBiase. I lay night on sin, still a Christian, I'll tell my deacon. I mean pastor, order down and talking pastor. Around 6-7 bitches with no tent, you can see I'm pimping. Big 4-5 my hip, like I'm limping, never simping. When my cousin's crippin', always gripping, she get dangerous. Always keep it playbook, swallow our hoes, I'm never tripping. I love my mother, my sister, my daughter. All these hoes get slaughtered, can't mind, pray to all the father.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Fan Club on CITR 101.9 FM with Daniel and Isia. The song you just heard was Drive Me Crazy from Lil Yachty's new album, Let's Start Here. It features Diana Gordon, my queen, my savior. Harmela and Sophia, you've never heard that song. What did you think?
I've never heard it. And as soon as it started playing, I was like, okay. Okay, Lil Yachty. Changed
right?
up the vibe, yeah.
Changing it up, truly.
You yeah. changed it up, yeah. And I see, I know you've heard it, but what did you think?
I like it. I definitely like that song the most on that album. I think it has the most, like, I don't know what the word would be, but.
Oomph.
Yeah, oomph. I think it has the most oomph. And I think that we as a group picked a very good eclectic mix of songs today.
I agree. Go us.
Go us.
And yeah. I think to fin. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say with that, I have to go, but have a good rest of the show. And thank you to our guests for filling in for me, and Daniel for running the show on the snow day. Bye bye.
Thanks for calling in,
Isia. Thanks, Isia.
Thank you.
So we thought we'd finish off the episode with a quick little review of just like a cinematic triumph. The movie that's been on all our minds.
Everyone's.
It's been shifting the culture, mm-hmm. the tides. It's been pushing thought forward.
Yes.
Yes.
Revolutionary.
Revolutionary. Yeah. Show it in schools. Uh-huh. Of course, we're talking about Puss in Boots 2, The Last Wish, the DreamWorks animation
of
instant
course.
Classic.
Yes.
Harmela, what did you think about this movie?
I have never been so shocked by how touched I've been while watching a cinematic masterpiece.
It was crazy.
It was really crazy. I went into the film. I went into the film a child, and I walked out of the film as a changed adolescent.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Me, I walked in, crawled in, a baby.
Yeah.
Like basically army crawling on all fours. And I walked out. Envision me as like Gandalf, like Lord of the Rings, like fairy wise.
Yeah, beer to your toes.
Beer to the toes, magical powers, mm-hmm. can levitate probably.
Yeah.
That's just like the profound impact this movie had on my life. Sophia, have you seen it?
Unfortunately, I've not.
Unfortunately not.
We will change that very soon.
We'll change that very soon.
Yeah.
But Harmela, what did you think about kind of like the movie's themes? And just for those who haven't seen Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, spoilers might be slipped out, but essentially the movie follows Puss in Boots, who is kind of on his last life because, as we all know, cats have 9 of them. And along the way, he's kind of trying to get this wish that will give him back his life so he can live forever. But along the way, he realizes that maybe he needs to value the one life that he has. Mm-hmm. And Harmela, how did that kind of overarching theme speak to you, especially as we're talking about nostalgia, Black history?
Yes.
Yeah, Puss in Boots is a cultural contemporary film, so we're going to bring that in too.
Yeah.
So what did you think about, how did that impact your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a bulky question. And I would say I walked into it being like, I have very high expectations of myself. You know, this was like my internal struggle.
Yeah.
I have expectations for myself. I want to do things. And I'm chasing, let's say, like several dreams of mine.
Yeah.
And Puss, I think that's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Puss, the entire film is about him chasing being a legend.
Yeah.
And trying to maintain this image of himself as a legend, someone who is untouchable, and
immortal,
and forsaking all others, for the purpose of achieving this dream. And do you remember the puppy, Daniel? Do you remember
that
puppy?
Benito. How could I forget?
Benito?
Only the most realistic portrayal of a panic attack dog in recent history.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I learned so much from his ability to just sort of smell the roses. There's the scene within the movie where they all go on their like own personal quests. So they show them like, it's basically like a map of their own barriers, obstacles, and
dreams, fears, etc. Like
everything.
Delve into their psyche, essentially.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And his psyche, Benito's psyche was a beautiful wonderland of roses and sunshine and rainbows, essentially.
And love, and friendship.
And this, Benito had seen some things, you know. Mm-hmm. He had been abused.
He's been through a lot.
He's been through a lot. And he was just the most joyous, happy to be there, little Benito that ever was.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be like Benito, you know. I think just trying to look at it in terms of Black History Month.
Yeah, let's put the racialized lens on it.
Yeah. But in terms of like Black History Month and just seeing how much we've been able to do so far within the BSU and like within like the Vancouver community as a whole, just being able to like stop. There's things that we have yet to accomplish, but
will accomplish.
But there's also a lot that we've done so far in fostering.
Exactly.
Community. Yeah.
Exactly. Shout out Harmela and all the great work her and the folks at the BSU are doing.
Thanks.
It's so inspiring to see. I had similar thoughts while I was watching Puss in Boots 2. I'm graduating in the spring. Mm. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? There's so many things that I see for myself and want to do. And I feel like that movie, you know, just made me think like, you know, all these things are great that you're working towards, but it's also important to kind of look around and recognize the friends you have, the important people in your life, the amazing communities that folks like Harmela and Sophia have helped cultivate, whether through BSU or CITR or all of UBC. So it's just important to remember. And you know what? Sometimes to be nostalgic for the now. Let's go with
good.
That
was good, Daniel.
Yeah. So as we wrap up, stay tuned for CITR. We got a brand new show by our friend Alex coming up called Chopped and Screwed. But before we sign off, Harmela and Sophia, any parting words you want to tell to all our listeners?
Thank you for having me, Daniel. That's what I have to tell the
listeners. Thank you for coming on the show. Yeah. She responded to that call.
Quickly.
Yeah. Fast responder, Harmela.
I want to say thank you so much, Daniel, for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Thank you, Harmela, for inviting me to this. This was an amazing experience. Oh, yeah. And I hope your Black History Month was an educational, a wonderful just experience to grow the Black community within BC and just changing the world one show at a time.
Thank you. For those who aren't in the studio, Sophia is currently on one knee with her fist raised like a true ally. So with that, exactly. We'll sign off. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Fan Club, and stay tuned because there's a lot more awesome shows coming up. Thanks.